This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, UFOWarning.com. If you haven't been by the site, stop by and check it out at UFOWarning.com. And a big shout out and a thank you to the folks who have already stopped by UFOWarning.com. I just wanted to do a quick update today, in case you haven't heard, on the Sunspot Observatory in New Mexico. That's the solar observatory down there in New Mexico on the mountain, about 30 miles from the White Sands Missile Base, that was recently shut down without explanation, made quite a bit of news coverage. I even made the mainstream news media. The feds had come in there and they had just literally flown in with a crew of FBI agents in an Apache helicopter and evacuated the whole, well, they call it a town. Actually, it's just a collection of houses there with somewhere between 15 and 70 people that are more or less an operation support group for the telescope and the lab there. And they evacuated all those folks right out of their houses. They also evacuated the post office, which is on top of the mountain there with the telescope. And they did all this, you know, just boom. I mean, it was just Johnny on the spot, no warning, nothing. And they wouldn't explain to anybody what had happened. So there was a lot of speculation. And of course, the mainstream news immediately jumped on the whole bandwagon and started making fun of anybody who thought it could have had something to do with sunspots or UFOs or anything. And the debunkers jumped into it with both feet, and they really had a lot of fun with it. And it was really hard to get any real reporting out of it for quite a while. Finally, some people went in and did the filming, and they showed the place was deserted. And then finally, I posted a link yesterday or the day before. One of the local news outlets had did an interview with an anonymous person who claimed to be a resident or employee there at the observatory, and they had him voice, you know, his voice was masked, but he claimed that there was just epidemic of theft going on, and he thought that was the reason. Well, today I loaded up Drudge Report this morning, and there at the bottom of the right hand column was a headline link and some really disturbing allegations made. According to the news article it linked to, there was a janitor there. They said an employee, but then it later came out to be a janitor, supposedly, that was bringing his laptop to work. He was connecting to the Wi-Fi network there at the observatory, and from the allegations, reportedly was downloading child pornography of all things, and then maybe even uploading it, basically using the observatory's computer system as a hub. And yeah, that's pretty messed up. So the FBI, how they found this out was one of the local reports that I linked to. As I understand, what they claim is that the director there was at the laboratory, you know, just doing his job, and he came across this laptop computer seemingly abandoned there on a desk or a workstation. And he was just kind of like, well, what is this doing here? And so, being the director, he examines the laptop and comes across these horrible pictures. And of course, he was freaked out like we all would be. And he reported it immediately, just as he should have. And that started the investigation. And as I was reading this, what they say is, and who knows, but this, the allegation is that they took the laptop right there, of course, and when the person that was doing this terrible crime realized that their laptop was gone, they freaked out, and that's when they started making accusations that there was all this theft going on and making accusations to the effect of, well, who knows, a serial killer could come here and start doing things. Well, when you start talking like that and you're on a federal property, there's going to be a response, believe me. And so that would explain why, as soon as there were threats of violence, the FBI immediately swarmed on the place. And, you know, so, I mean, it looked pretty strange at the time what they were doing, but under the circumstances, you could see why they did that. And that would explain why they evacuated everybody, because they weren't certain of who was doing what. They still haven't charged this guy, but they have sworn out a warrant, and they put his name right on it, and it's on local news down there. So it looks like that's what happened. And that would also explain why, when they did the interviews with the two professors last week, they seemed so nervous. Well, maybe they had heard rumors, and people were making threats about committing mass mayhem. That would explain why they were a little bit nervous and couldn't say anything. They probably were told not to. So we had a situation there. This guy, I guess, was a contract worker, reportedly, through a contract company. And if it all turns out to be true, and we don't know yet, but these are the allegations and these are the warrants, you know, based on the warrants the federal government has served. They said they still haven't arrested the guy, but reportedly, they're reporting on local news that you had an individual who was a contract employee that was dealing, or who was reportedly downloading and I think uploading, child pornography, and had made had implied threats of mass serial killer possibly on the loose. So you combine those two things together, and yeah, the feds are going to show up when it's on a federal property. They're going to be there, and I'm surprised that they weren't there with submachine guns, honestly. But it sounds like they did respond appropriately. It would have been maybe a little more nice if we could have had some more details. But they said they just couldn't release the details because they needed to go through all the computers there. They didn't know if this was a ring or one person. It sounds like they think it's just one person, but they didn't know where all this garbage was stashed at. Of course, they want to get it collected. They want to get it off the computers. You don't want that stuff floating around out there. And apparently the whole investigation had started with an alert from, I don't know, one of their missing or exploited children's databases. So, and that's pretty messed up too, man. You think about these kids and somebody committing these horrific crimes against them and then posting it online. So it looks like the FBI was just doing their job and did a good job. They got the thing shut down. A little more communication might have been better. But what I thought was probably the worst about all of this is that here we find out that this really a terrible ongoing crime was going on, that people had their lives basically threatened, supposedly or reportedly. And in the middle of all this really serious situation, it seemed like 90% of your mainline news articles had to end the story with a little debunking joke at the end about aliens or the end of the world from a solar flare. And I think the lesson to take away from this is that sometimes the government does do the right thing. And sometimes, though, the media, I should say a lot of the times, that even in a serious situation that deserves attention and deserves a careful analysis, the news media, who's supposed to be there to tell us what's going on in the world, they come along just act like a bunch of idiots. Instead of really carefully discussing what's going on and saying, well, let's wait and see, they had to use that opportunity to viciously attack UFO enthusiasts, UFO analysts, and make fun of people who are simply trying to consider all the alternatives. So I think once again, the mainstream media has proved that they're not necessarily the best source for UFO information or analysis. We have to do it on our own. We have to carefully take a look at every situation. And just because somebody thought this situation might have involved an unknown phenomenon doesn't make them a dumb person or a crazy person. Yes, it turned out that the closure was based on allegations of a terrible, terrible ongoing computer crime and threats. That's the warrant, that's the allegations. But that doesn't mean just because the UFO community thought it could be something else that they're crazy people. And I think that's the main thing to take away from this is that when these sort of things happen, that we as a UFO enthusiast or analyst have the opportunity and should take the opportunity to discuss it among ourselves and not rely on the mainstream media as the authority. That's all for now. Over and out, UFOWarning.com.